to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. Today's episode is on confidence, and it's new and improved. Welcome back. I hope everyone's doing so good. Today's episode, I'm so excited to do. It is on a much needed topic, especially in 2024. I feel like it is a very different world to even how it would have been 5 years ago. And with the constant demands externally, I feel like doing an episode on confidence is a great way to help you girls out that are maybe feeling a little bit less confident or trying to figure out how to build confidence. And I will explain a couple of things on how you can develop it and continue to develop it. So the first thing that I want you to know is that as a female, a woman, a girl, you are born with like invaluable value just because we are the divine creators of the earth and the universe. So just knowing that what you're capable of and the things that you as a spiritual being can bring forth in terms of energy when you are at your best self is already a massive value add. But in saying that, there are things within the physical world that are important to understand and recognize and to not shy away from, because at the end of the day, there are things that I guess other people will be doing and things, situations and places and things that you may have the capability of doing to, of course, build extra confidence on top of the just the pillar of confidence that you should already have within, coming from a place of self-love and self-care and nurturing to self. But there are obviously other factors in there that can drastically increase that confidence and have, and it can really be like an unshakable backbone that nobody and nothing can actually take away from your timeline. And that's why I wanted to emphasize the things that you are already enough, first of all, because you're a woman, but most importantly, it's also a physical world where there are other women out there with that core value anyway. And if you really want to feel, I guess, like better about yourself in different situations, or if you're going for certain opportunities, you want to have covered all bases when it comes to being self-assured, because that is ultimately an unshakable place to be. But it doesn't actually come as easy as the first side of it. So your core being is already, should already be, if you understand everything about it, should already be something that you're super proud of and that you understand is incredibly beneficial and valuable. But when I talk about the additional confidence that you can build, it's really outside of the self-love realm. And it is more about, as much as people do say online that, you know, women have got everything just by being them, and I agree with this 100%, there are still going to be women out there that have different accomplishments and achievements that have pushed themselves out of their comfort zone. And I wouldn't want anyone to fall short in areas of life just because you haven't push yourself to another level, seeing your capability, seeing yourself in different situations and by trying new things. And so it's important to understand how that extra layer of confidence and self-assurance, resilience, and overall happiness is actually formed. So when you're speaking about things like confidence and arrogance are two very different things, and you're going to come across two very different types of people when you're differentiating between a place of ego and arrogance and true actual confidence. True actual confidence is more silent. I feel like you have less to prove to the outer world because you're already self-assured and you require a lot less validation and a lot less social encounters, and you don't really feel the need to showcase and broadcast absolutely everything. It's absolutely fine if you're that type of person that loves to share. Sometimes I can be an oversharer, but 99% of like the best parts of my life, nobody ever even hears about. And the reason I'm like that is because I genuinely don't really need that. I don't know, like for me, I don't really need people to see me in a certain light from their perspective, because I've sort of already established and I already know the things that I've done to be me. And I have a lot of work to do for the rest of my life. So I'm not saying I'm anywhere close to the top. I'm just saying that there's things to date that are just never going to be taken away from me, that have given me this kind of really rock solid standpoint in confidence. It just can't ever be taken down. And I would love to share how to get there. And one of the most important things to know is that a lot of the time, you have to really start to identify things about yourself that you would like to improve. These could already be your strengths that are natural for you. There could be some talents there. But you actually have to be realistic with yourself and figure out whether or not you are striving in the best possible way toward those strengths. Or you could work on some weaknesses that you would love to change about yourself that have maybe been a little bit troublesome in your life, or things that you aren't proud of. And I will share one of my weaknesses, and it would have been previously organization. The reason I'm sharing this is because it's something that's very natural for a lot of people to be super organized and super analytical. But my natural personality type is just so far away from that I literally can be quite a careless person when it comes down to the little things. And as I've developed the big things, and all of those things are sort of like very second nature, like I can do really difficult show preps, I can get on stages. And then when it comes to really small, minor things, I can be pretty unorganized, or I can be like, go on and like move a country without really planning it out and things. So I can be quite a spontaneous person, but that's always worked in my favor. The reason that I worked on this weakness wasn't because of me, because for me, as me being alone and things and in my own world, this I can manage and navigate, and it will have no negative impacts in my life. But disorganization when it comes to communicating with other people can be difficult, because they're like a lot of people in the world need clarity, whereas I'm not somebody that needs clarity or closure or any sort of anything. I can sort of like just pick up, like I don't need any of that kind of safety, if you like, when it comes to my surroundings, my environments, where I'm going to be, what's going to happen, what we're going to do. That's not something that I need, but I understand most people do. So for me, I have to sit down and figure out how I can improve in this skill to build my confidence around engagements with other people, so that if I am including other people in certain things, that I am mindful of how disorganization may impact that. When it comes to like my room and things, I'm super organized, like or my meal preps. It's just like a matter of priorities. But I did realize that like a lot of the things that I would prioritize were very much center focused around hitting like or making my life in order to meet bigger goals. So I would only really organize for those things. But everything else, like the little things, I would definitely just ignore them. Like I wouldn't even actually see them. And it took a lot of pointing this out to me in order for me to understand it. And in the beginning, when you're trying to work on weaknesses, it can be frustrating, because sometimes we have weaknesses because they genuinely don't matter to us, and we don't understand why they're so important. Because let's be real, there's a lot of things in this world that some people would find super, super important and really, really valuable, and you would not even notice. And this even goes with like certain luxury items. Some people cannot find more love in their life for certain things, like outside of them, material things. I would be one of those people for like certain things. Other people wouldn't even see value in it at all. And so that's why it's important to understand like what it is for you and how that flows into your life. Because you want to obviously try your best when it comes to adding like confidence in not just areas for yourself, but also how you show up in other environments and situations. Because at the end of the day, it's if you want to go fast, you can go alone. But if you want to go far, you have to go together. So that means that a lot of the time, from my perspective, confidence building would be based on my interactions more so than my own self stuff, because I've spent a lot of time individualizing my confidence, that's kind of like already at a high level. But when it comes to my weaknesses and confidence, it would be around, going to cooperate and collaborate and plan and structure things to be able to better accommodate anyone working with me in any sort of capacity. So that's one of the things that I would like to share. So you can think of your own and write down a couple of things that come to mind for you that may actually make other things around you, may make you more confident in other things around you. That can be your career, your relationships, your friendships, whatever it might be. It is important to know, like, that when you haven't addressed yourself and, you know, you do fall short with relationships or friendships in particular, like, I don't expect perfection because I'm definitely not perfect, but I will drop friends if, you know, they're unable to address like their own, like it may not be my thing. There's no need for me to pull out like different things about people. But if things are like not up to a good standard in my interactions, like I will replace those friends or I will replace that partner. And you should never feel like you're an irreplaceable person, because neither am I. I feel like everyone has a right to have their life in a way, structured in a way, particularly with their self-confidence and the confidence that they have in their environments, in a way that, you know, you really are actively doing your best and you're able to understand the difference between your own boundaries and also your actual impact in general, when it comes down to your strengths and weaknesses and how to really harness those and bring them not just up for you, but also for those around you. The next thing is individual confidence. When you are trying to build this, it's actually a matter of, it's a very personal journey, and it really can be built in a number of different ways, whether it be through physical, like going to the gym, and setting out on a goal with a deadline and achieving that goal specifically at that deadline, and showing up every single day within a journey most of the time, in a particular manner that only really you know you can look back on and you can reflect on to remind yourself of your resilience, your strength, your dedication, your discipline, all of these things. I know a lot of the time it's easy to expect things, but you feel a lot better when you have done all of this groundwork, first of all, to then later on go back and or come forward and start to expect certain things in your life to be a certain way and at a certain standard. It gives you a, like, the reality is you do become more valuable and you do become more deserving. And I know that sounds really like hard truth or whatever, but you just got to look at like everything in life. You know, there's a reason why certain things are in the positions that they're in and are at the value that they're at and things. And usually it's because more work, more time, more effort, more has went into doing or getting that to come to market or be where it's at, you know. And so when it comes down to your personal goals and your individuality, you can't really allow yourself to fall short. And sure, there's maybe people out there that you can't beat, and it's not about competing with anyone, but as long as you know you're doing your best in your areas of life that you want to build yourself as an individual, those are things. And certainly if you achieve certain stuff within that, or you get certain job opportunities or whatever it might be, all of these little things are, once those deals are signed and those shows are done or those races are run or that business is launched and you've hit a certain milestone and whatever it might be, there is nothing that can take that away from you. And so if you were competing, for example, against somebody that had none of those things and you had done all of those things, it really doesn't matter, because you're going to be more deserving of that and you're going to feel like it because you already know what you've done. So when you go out into the world and you're have expectations and standards, you have a backbone. You can actually state why your standards are at this level, and it's because that was your self standard. There's a lot of people out there that will try to, use arrogance and ego and manipulation, but when you are truly confident, you already have true evidence and factual information as to why your standards are at a certain level, and then also how you show up is at a certain level, and you don't really have to play any games or say anything because, like, your credentials are already there, and there's nothing that you need to do in, like, to sort of, you never need to, like, beg for the standards of your interpersonal relationships or your work standards or anything to be at a certain level, especially as well with how people treat you. Sure, you can't, you know, control anyone, but most of the time you should find that you are surrounded by people that are at that level, and that level really is determined by where you have put yourself, and only you can really establish that, and only you, through the work that you do, through the goals that you set, through the years that you continue doing something and you continue to push yourself out of your comfort zone, will you get to a stage where that is that has evolved to a standard that you are pretty happy with and you feel secure with. Because a lot of insecurity, it comes from a lack of confidence, and it's because that backbone is missing. Because once somebody feels threatened in a situation, it's not really about the person next to them, it's about what that person has achieved or what that person has brought themselves up to. And as soon as you feel inferior to somebody, it's a really good indication that there's stuff that you know that you could have accomplished or you could have done that you haven't done, and that's why your confidence in certain situations may be lacking. And you shouldn't, if you are ever in a situation, because I have been in this situation where you feel inferior to somebody because they have achieved certain things or won certain titles, don't treat them rudely. Like, it makes you look even worse. The other thing is, like, when it comes to confidence, there are certain attributes that people with true confidence don't exhibit, and these are things like jealousy. Jealousy is something that is a massive, like, people say it's natural, but it really is not natural. Because if, for example, like, I was to be jealous, like, I would have to, like, seriously have walked in somebody's shoes that I know has done way more than I have done, and that I would be more proud of than I am of myself. That for me would be extremely difficult for me to find. Sure, there's some people that are much further ahead in their journey that I may think of, but at the same time, if they accomplished something or they were given an opportunity that I wasn't, I would actually feel like they deserve it, because, like, they have unlocked certain levels that I haven't yet. So for me, if somebody is above me per se, then I would not feel that level of jealousy. I would just know already, like, where I already know where I stand. So if for the most part, you know, which is 99% of the time, I already know that, like, there is no need for me to have levels of jealousy, because 90% of the time I already kind of know what I have to offer, what I bring. And although that's not something that I would bring to certain situations, I wouldn't need to provide that kind of, like, value. I know that for myself and for what I've built to this day in my own self-development journey, that it is sort of like at a point where, you know, I don't have a level of, I don't have arrogance or ego or anything. That's why I have podcasts that can help you to understand these things and to actually evolve and hopefully, you know, be the best version of yourself, so that you don't feel like you're lacking in any way. And this is really what is in my mind, and how I never actually do feel like that. So that those are things that you wouldn't exhibit. The other things that you will see a lot is, like, when you lack confidence, you tend to exhibit behaviors like ignorance. And the amount of people out there that are ignorant and unable to value other people or things, it demonstrates their lack of, you see, it can go two ways. It can either be that they've genuinely got narcissistic personality disorder, but I'm not a health specialist, so that is one side, but most people don't have that. The other side, though, is that if they are ignoring or ignorant, or somebody's not, like, super you can just tell they don't have your best interests at heart, or they're not crediting you for something, for things that you've done that are good, or maybe you're growing and your partner at home is maybe not really like minimizing you a little bit, minimizing what you're doing. It's a sign that, you know, these sort of people are quite toxic for you and your environment, because when people minimize somebody that is, well, try to minimize somebody that is truly striving and truly growing and pushing beyond limitations, being out of their comfort zone, trying things, failing, getting back up, winning, losing, whatever it might be, and you're being minimized by friends or whatever, or they ignore your achievements or accomplishments, or when you get to do something really amazing, they sort of go MIA. These are just people that truly don't have your best interests at heart. You just got to think about, imagine seeing like your own mom, if you've got a good relationship, somebody you love that's in your family, and you see them getting something they've always wanted or achieving something, you would just as much be happy for them as they are for themselves, probably even happier. That is a sign that you've got extremely good bonds in your life and good connections. However, if you have people in your life connected to you in whatever, at whatever capacity, if this is not the reaction that you are getting or seeing, they probably don't like you. And when you have people around you that do not have your best interests at heart, or that are questionable or hot and cold, or put you down or minimize you, these are people that feel this way about themselves. Because seriously, I could never imagine myself doing that to anybody on any level. So for me, it's actually quite, I seriously cannot grasp what kind of level of self-perception you would have, an amount of self-doubt you would have in order to exhibit that projection outwards. Now, it's easy to get caught in this and think that this person has something against you, but it's really not against you. And this is critical for you in your confidence building journey. And it's going to require you to distance yourself or minimize contact with these people in the most polite way you can, and to ensure that you are surrounded by people that are uplifting you and that you're inspired by, and you're people that you're aspiring to be like, things like this. This is the paradigm that you need to be in order to maintain your confidence, because it's very important to not need external validation to accomplish something, or require validation in general from the outside. But as an addition to your biological needs, having supportive family and friends and people that would mention your name in a room full of opportunities, or that just super support you, is an invaluable asset to your life. It really is, because I have friends that are like this, and I can truly say that they are incredible, and we're all like that to each other, but it's an asset for real. Like, and it's consistent, and you're on the same page. There's no competition or anything like that, and you equally value each other, and you can work together and collaborate together and do things together. Those are the only types of connections you need to do. If it's a partner and you guys want to work separately, no problem. But if you're feeling like your partner is minimizing, or your family is minimizing, and they try to write off things like they don't understand, or this is all new and all this random shit, these are just I find this like very disrespectful. I find that like if you actually like someone and they're really interested in something, and it's not your thing, but it makes their world massively bright, then why would you not care to look into it? Because if they weren't in your life and you were trying to connect with them, the likelihood is you'd be rushing to investigate how all of this stuff works. And that's why it's important to cut things quick when it comes to being around negative people, because over time, this can infect your confidence hugely. It can really hold you back. It can really set you back like years and years. And it's something I've never allowed ever in my life. I've never let anyone hold me back, and I never would, because I love myself way too much for that. And I would be prepared to lose anyone if they tried to minimize anything I was doing, or they were unsupportive. I really don't care how long we were together. We knew each other. I don't care. There is a cutoff date for literally our whole life anyway. But if it's important for me that, you know, my environment is showing up in ways that is aligned with how I show up every single day. And if people are unprepared to do that, then they can find people that are unprepared to do that for them as well, so that they're aligned with people that are like them and I'm aligned with people that are like me. Because you have to make space for confidence. Confidence is not a something that just happens. It is something that is earned. It's something that you have the right to have regardless of earning it. But it is always the one on my podcast. It is something that is it's so much better when you have certain things that nobody can take away from you. Because when it comes to making points about standards, boundaries, and things, if you're not doing that for yourself, it's very hard for people to understand why they should do it for you. Because we are the center of our own universes. So when you expect more from somebody than what you give yourself, that is sometimes in a male to female relationship, they can do a lot of things that I feel like we can't. And I know a lot of you are probably going to be like, oh my God, you shouldn't say that. But I know men make my life, the men in my life have made my life 10 times easier and better. There's no way I could have done many of the things that I've done without. And I have no problem in saying that. And I will continue to live my life like with men or a man that has the capacity to look after me in a lot of ways that are his strengths. But in order for me to feel like that is something that I can sustain, it comes down to all of the things that I have done for years. You know, there's a reason that, you know, there's things that like I need to focus on to be my best self. And there's other parts that somebody or, you know, other people play in your life that add to that. It like creates more abundance, more confidence, more wholesomeness. But for you to unlock like levels of comfortability, it kind of does take some years, not years, but it takes a little bit of discomfort to change where you're at, you know. If you're not getting what you want or you're not feeling how you want, then it comes down to self-belief and confidence. And it's very easy to like pretend you're confident, but if it does come down to, you know, certain aspects of life where it comes to making decisions or taking opportunities, if you're not confident and stuff, you may be working against yourself, and like the better things in life that could be yours or went to somebody else purely down to your confidence not being there. And you have to be prepared to do a lot of things that make you really appreciate yourself. You know, when you get to that level of self-appreciation where you're like, wow, like there's no, like, I know what I did. I know how I felt. I know how I pushed. I know every little detail because it was your experience, and you can never take those reflections away from that person. You can never take any achievements off someone's timeline. There's none of that that can ever be taken away from you. So if something in the future never worked out, you can walk away with your head held high and move forward and probably fall into a better situation, just purely down to the fact that you're not holding your intrinsic value on just being you. It's just sometimes not enough when there's other women out there that have a backbone and a list full of things. And I'm not saying this to make you feel like, whoa, I'm competing, but I'm saying this so that you're not going to run into situations in the future and be like, why did that person get this and I didn't? Why is that person getting to do that and I can't? How can I do this? It comes to down to literally the small things day to day, understanding yourself, learning about yourself, putting yourself in different situations to build your confidence every day. It's not just affirmations. Like, affirmations can help, but I don't think that they are going to make you a more confident person. Because as soon as you hear a factual statement about someone or something at a dinner table, and suddenly those affirmations are gone and you're now wondering how you're going to stack up against this other person. Like, what do you have to say? You know, dinner with a one-on-one, for example, with just you and a guy, and he's dating you, courting you, whatever, that's pretty easy. When it gets challenging is when you're in a situation and people ask you about you. And if you are, you know, unfortunately in a lot of social settings with a lot of people that are doing a lot of things, you have to know that you're going there prepared. You've already done a lot of things. You've already got some achievements under your belt before you sit at a table and have nothing good to say about yourself, nothing interesting to say about yourself. So even though a lot of people think like getting on boats and stuff when you're 20, partying throughout your 20s is fine for girls, it really is not. Getting married young, I don't really believe that's a good idea either, because I think you can make a big mistake unless you found your, like, look, there's definitely certain situations that are work, but your own self-growth is so important, because when you do things too young and you get locked into a comfort zone way too early, it can really minimize like how much you know you'll ever know you're capable of. And for some people, that's maybe their life path. But if you feel like it's not yours and you feel like you're really struggling, then it's good to be building yourself and doing things that make you proud of yourself. Because when you can sort of like stand on your own two feet and speak in a room and talk about things that you've got, you've done, you've built, ways that you contribute to society, things that you've been at, you know, places that you've lived, it really changes people's perception of you, because it's not just a perception, it's reality. And there's things about you because of all of those decisions that you've made that build your confidence and that are true about you and are true about your life experience, that kind of like give you depth and doesn't make you as empty, you know, as if you just sort of settled earlier and did things that added literally no value in conversation. Because like at the end of the day, there's only so much that you can do in certain settings. When it comes down to conversation and people ask more questions, you really want to have interesting answers about yourself. And so when you know that you've done certain things and you've accomplished certain things, or your hobbies are certain things, or your talents are certain things, you can talk about these things and you will light up, because they're real. They're actually part of what built you to this level of confidence. And so that is why when it comes down to just expecting things and not actually adding value to yourself all the time, reaching your highest self, understanding that the laws of the universe are always going to give you what you want anyway, because you're a divine creator. But there's other things, we're living in a physical world, that you can add to that. And if you don't want to fall short and you do want to be really confident, those are the things that you want to focus on. So I hope you are feeling really good and happy, and you are going to start this weekend strong. So I will chat to you all next week. Bye.